Welcome back
to
We're Not Lawyers, but
we have daddy issues.
I'm just recording.
Did we do that?
Okay, because I would
be doing that.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. This is how it is.
Oh no God. Second taste. The fuck train has no brakes.
That was so bad.
See, and that's what makes it funny, because Valerie was like, we have daddy issues, and apparently we can't record, so.
Apparently we can't record.
We can't coordinate anything.
Oh no, we're awful at this. We are awful at this.
We only spent, 5 minutes trying to plan that. Yeah, it was supposed to be improvised.
This is improv.
Oh, thank you. Nick
looks so defeated. All this work she put in.
Puts effort into things.
Same.
Dead air. We all like dead air.
I'm playing a game. I'm not even paying attention.
Wow.
What game?
Kicking
me. I don't want to say.
Oh!
No! Shut up!
What game are you playing?
It's a lame game.
She's not just playing a game. She's kicking me under the table.
It's called Love Nikki, and it's a dress-up game.
Oh, that's... I've heard good things about that.
I play that game. It's really good.
It is a fun game, but I'm embarrassed that I play it, so thanks, Riley. I mean, Nick, for exposing me.
Then don't announce that you're playing a game if you don't want to be exposed.
Hey, you guys want to hear an actual embarrassing game I spent far too many hours playing?
Sure.
There was an emoji movie game. Oof. Like a bubble pop emoji movie game. I've spent...
Can that be rule number 7 that you can't do that?
No, rule number 7 is,
rule number 8...
Stay fast, eat ass.
I'm cutting that out.
No, we're not. We're discussing the rules now. That's first on my list. We've decided, because last episode went so well, we have rules now. Does anyone want to start with the first rule?
No ASMR.
No ASMR. How do we feel about that, folks?
Thank God.
Yeah. The rule's in place for a reason.
Cough, cough, Riley. I mean, Nick.
Can we stop with the name switching?
That's rule 8. Rule 8. I don't know what rule we're on. I keep adding more rules.
I don't know. The last rule that you added, you said it was rule number 9.
Okay, that's rule number 10. The rules are, no ASMR, say everything you possibly can, because we need that hashtag content, let Milo say fuck, Milo knows what they're doing, so don't question it.
We don't talk about rule number 5.
We don't talk about rule number 5. Rule number 6 is, Milo is useless. Rule number 7 is, skate fast, eat ass. Okay.
Rule number 8 was, we don't talk about rule number...
Rule number 8 is we don't talk about rule number 5. Rule number 10, or 9, is no name switching.
Sure.
Rule okay. Number 10 is... 10 is an awful number. Reverse Trivial Pursuit. I just googled improv games. Don't ask me why.
Why are you two on your phone?
Don't call us out.
You make great content being on your phones.
But see, I do, because then I can, find something on my phone that I want to talk about. Yes. Oh, we need to talk about our mugs!
Mugs!
I found the idea for my mug on my phone, which made me remember that we need to talk about mugs.
That's fair.
So.
Or the fact that you just looked at your mug.
No, it was because I was looking at my phone, which gave me the idea for my mug, because I was, looking at my phone gives me ideas for the podcast, so it's just, they connect.
The only content I know is ASMR.
We made really, really cute, we're not lawyers, but monks. And they're adorable. And the pictures on them are on our brand new Instagram page.
Which you should follow.
Yeah.
Not_lawyers.
Follow us. Follow our Twitter, Not Lawyers Pod.
I think our Facebook is just We Are Not Lawyers.
Yeah, we don't have an at yet. It's not letting me add an at. So our Facebook right now is We're Not Lawyers. All of the links that we're gonna need are in the description of this, which is nice. Yeah, that's links done. What are we gonna talk about next? Should we talk about the milk fiasco?
We should totally talk about the milk fiasco.
Okay, so we were at the library yesterday. That's how we got the matching mugs. And there was also cereal and milk. And the milk was going to expire next week. And apparently they only bring out the milk once a week. And so the person there handing out cereal was like, does anybody want this milk? And me, being a dumbass, accepted half a gallon of milk.
And then started drinking it out of the bottle while we were still at the library. And the person working at the library kind of got mad at them and was like, if you're going to drink from the bottle, you have to drink it all. So Milo decided to drink it all last night. I don't know if they succeeded, though.
I didn't. I left it on a table downtown somewhere because I started getting dairy cramps. When you drink, like, a solid liter and a half of milk, you start getting cramps. So, don't
I don't
do
think
that.
That's a... I was going to say, I don't think that's a normal thing. You might be lactose intolerant, but I actually do think that's a normal thing.
That's a normal... That's, like, cramps. An exorbitant amount of milk. And normally I drink, like, nut milk.
Mm.
So, I'm not very keen on dairy. Dairy and I aren't very close friends. We're buds. Acquaintances, maybe. But not close friends.
Let's play with candy or genitals.
Pussy pop.
Candy, that is genitals. Most definitely genitals.
Laffy Taffy.
Candy.
That's not how the segment's supposed to work.
Yeah,
we just
kind of
supposed to talk about something that's either candy or genitals and be like, wait, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I thought you made a plan for this episode.
I mean, I did kind of make a plan. It's sort of a shitty plan. We're kind of halfway through the fucking list.
Ooh, how many weeks till we can...
Watch your profanity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I said rule number 3 is let Milo say fuck.
Yeah, and then I'm supposed to say watch your profanity every time you do.
Oh, no. We've literally covered the entire list except the fact that I forgot to buy candy.
How many weeks till we can discuss Infinity War spoilers?
Give it a probably year. Probably a lot.
Infinity War spoilers. Shrek dies in Infinity War.
Nope, we are not retreading this.
We always retread content on this podcast. Let's play 7 things, guys. What are 7 things that could either be candy or genitals?
Pussy pop.
1.
Literally anything you suck.
Yeah.
Or, I'm gonna say eat out, but that's very obviously just genitals.
Blow pop. That's 2.
There's these things, I think they're in Japan, or probably in Japan, where like it's like popsicles shaped as dicks.
That sounds like a niche, like, bachelorette party thing.
But like, it's actually very popular, and just everybody goes there. That's but they're weird. Like, not like pops, they're like, not like ice cream popsicles, but they're also not like suckers, they're not hard candy. They're like, you can bite them, they're kind of like bread, but they're not bread. And Milo is now looking this
Japanese
up.
Japanese dick food, and I feel like this isn't gonna come out well. China's famous penis restaurant.
That's not it.
That's not it, but there's a...
Penis restaurant?
There's a penis restaurant in China. Is this where you can get sea penis?
Probably.
I know you can get sea penis somewhere. Yak penis. I'm sure you could get sea penis here. Sea penis is fucking weird. I love Chinese food. Just, like, normal. Like, not normal. Like, Chinese food from China.
Relatable.
China's fun.
I wouldn't know. I've never been. I've only ever been to Scotland.
How long was that? How long was that? That's 9 minutes.
I said that literally to get a response out of Belle, and she didn't even look up from her phone. And yet she's complaining about me being on my phone.
I was liking our post.
Oh.
That's fair.
Something about you visiting a place, probably, like Scotland.
Yep, exactly
Scotland.
That.
Scotland. Oh, that's okay. I started talking about China. I talk about China too much. I really like the idea of going to China.
That is fair.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about, guys? We went through all of my notes. What's trending on Twitter?
I have new shoes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the pork shoes. They have porgs, and they're not made in Canada.
Yeah, they're covered in porgs, and if you don't know what porgs are,
then you don't belong here. No, yeah. I'm joking. Please don't die, and you do belong here. Everyone belongs here, because we are an inclusive podcast.
Unless you're Tom Cruise, and then you can get out.
Unless you or enjoy just like ASMR.
Yeah.
Or just like a racist or a sexist or a homophobe.
Yeah.
Or a fascist. Or a
Connor.
Fascist.
Some Connors can listen, but not one specific Connor we're referring to.
Which he doesn't even know who he is.
He doesn't even know who he is. You know. If you know what a podcast is and your name is Connor, you're probably allowed to listen to this.
Yeah.
But, yeah. If you're Tom Cruise, get the fuck off my podcast. Fuck you, Tom Cruise. I really hate Tom Cruise.
I can know.
Yeah.
There's nothing interesting trending on Twitter. Eurovision? Israel won Eurovision. There's nothing interesting trending on Twitter. Guys.
I don't know. Let's see what's on Instagram. Let's see what our Instagram page recommends us to look at. A lot of cheerleading stuff. I don't know why. People Virgin like Radio.
Cheerleaders are also not lawyers.
That's true.
That's true. I would love to meet a cheerleading lawyer now.
That would be interesting.
I'd love to meet a lawyer.
There's no meme pages that it's recommending for us, and it makes me really sad.
That's really sad. I think we should start a Patreon just so that we can get people to pay for us to get a lawyer on the podcast.
Yes, please. We want to talk to an actual lawyer and introduce him. So it's like, we're not lawyers, but we have a lawyer.
Hey guys, pledge to our Patreon. And we'll give you mugs and you can help us get a lawyer. For an hour.
Government corruption, how about that?
What about it?
It's bad.
No, wait, what is?
Government corruption.
Oh, obviously. We don't want what happened in Germany to happen here.
We don't want what happened in Germany to happen here. From various points in Germany's history.
Yeah.
Fair.
Says the German. Also, Russia and China and Korea. Although Korea is starting to slowly get better. Which is good.
We don't want what happened in China to happen here.
No,
we don't
want to
be China. I mean, China's cool and all, but we wouldn't want to be China. Nick, I mean Riley, you've been surprisingly quiet.
No, that's Riley, I mean Nick today.
What was the rule number 8?
You're switching the switched names, guys.
Yeah, that was the point.
Get off.
Okay. Just so you know,
what do you want me to say?
Literally anything.
Literally anything. Change the topic. We don't care.
Okay. So, one time when I was younger, I was at a summer camp thing, and it was a day camp. And we were all standing in a circle and we had to hold hands. But I refused to hold the guy's hand next to me because he was picking his nose before.
Oh.
That sounds like a thing you'd do.
I was really young, though.
That still sounds like a thing you'd do.
That really does.
Oh, crap.
I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was younger, since we're talking about camp stories. When I was, I'm still in Girl Guides, but when I was younger in Girl Guides and we used to, sleep in cabins. This one cabin at this main Girl Guide camp in Canada. It's not main camp in Canada. I just don't want to say what city we live in because I don't think we've done that yet. There's bunk beds in the cabins. And since I used to sleepwalk, I don't know why they put me on the top bunk, but they did. And in the middle of the night, I jumped off the top bunk, woke up everyone in the cabin, and then just climbed back up. And then the next day, I got an award for best midnight gymnast, but I didn't know I did it. I had no recollection of doing it. And so I just thought that they were making fun of me, but it turns out I actually did do it. And, yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. I was also rolled off the bunk bed at my grandparents' house and woken everybody up but didn't wake up myself. And I used to, like, walk out of my room and then stare at my mom while she was watching TV. Except I didn't, like, I wasn't, like, I couldn't see, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't know I was doing it. And I would just stand there with my eyes open at my mom. And then she would tell me to go back to bed, and I'd walk back to bed. Belle, do you have any stories?
Sleepwalking stories?
Just stories in general. Preferably ones from when you were younger. Since that's the trend that me and Nick have, apparently. I mean, Riley. I mean, Nick.
I woke up on the trampoline once because I slept, walked.
Impressive.
That reminds me of a time I walked downstairs from my bed, because I used to sleep upstairs, to my mom's bed, and I sat on my mom's bed because she was working that night, and then I woke up and I was still sitting on my mom's bed, just cross-legged, just sitting there. I also used to sleepwalk while throwing up a lot, but that's a completely different story.
I mean, we've got time!
I would like, okay, if I wasn't feeling well, I didn't want to go to sleep, but I would be so tired that I ended up falling asleep. But then my body still wanted to, like, throw up, so I would get up and I would walk around. But for some reason, my sleeping body doesn't know where the washroom is. And so I'd walk around and just start throwing up.
That's fun.
Part of the reason why we got hardwood floors. Also, just because hardwood looks better than carpet.
Oh, yeah. Carpet's nasty.
Yeah.
You don't have to vacuum hardwood.
Yeah. But yeah, I still don't have hardwood in my bedroom, but whatever. I have too much stuff. It would take too much effort to get hardwood down there.
I have too much stuff, too.
I also just got more stuff because I got 17 more books, as well as I'm putting up some more bookshelves, and I got a new desk. So.
Oh, nice. A new desk.
A new desk. And by new, I mean used. It's my cousin's, but it's new to me. So.
That's fair. When I was in the third grade,
I thought that I was gay. Because I could draw my own clothes and I kept my room straight.
Turns out I was right.
We need an actual topic, because this is, like, topic daddy issues. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I guess our podcast is called Daddy Issues today.
Yeah.
So we probably should talk about daddy issues at some point.
Let's talk about daddy issues. Or I found a Medium article with more than 200 ideas for your next podcast.
Oof. Okay, well, since we're talking about daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
I will go first. My dad doesn't know I exist. There we go. Next up. Nick. You are Nick today.
I don't talk about my daddy issues.
Okay, Milo.
We went through my daddy issues.
No, wait, hold on. Let's go me first, because, yeah. Like, mine are a lot less heavy than Milo's.
Yeah, okay. We went through my daddy issues last episode. Let's go through Belle's.
He's depressed and away all the time, and I never see him, and he's never said he's proud of me. That's my daddy issues.
Also now, doesn't accept you for who you are,
yes.
And seems to deny who you are.
Mm-hmm. Now to Milo.
I'm your dad now.
Oh, daddy issues gone. I have a new dad.
But also for a previous dad, also their her parents are divorced. So that's part of the reason why she doesn't see her dad a lot. He lives on a farm, like, 2 hours out of our city, so.
My dad's dead. We went through this last episode, but my dad's dead. My stepdad's, like, hooked on painkillers, I think.
Oh, we're talking about if stepdads count for daddy issues, Belle has also more daddy issues, though.
Oh, boy. He's...
Climate change denier?
Yep, he's a climate change denier. He, is but he's I make him uncomfortable because I am a girl apparently, so that's the thing.
Because you're apparently a girl, or being a girl makes him uncomfortable.
Makes him second one.
Okay. Wow.
And yet he still wants his son to move into her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to be honest, I think is crap. And if he does, then I am just going to live there.
Yeah, we are going to. Run
the girls will scare him out of the room.
That's fair. My stepdad, he was also shitty. He was constantly yelling at me and constantly just like uncomfortable with me and shitty to me in various ways. And then we got into a car accident that left him with pretty bad injuries. So, like, I feel bad for him. But then he refused to, like, get better.
Mm.
And now he's hooked on painkillers.
Well, now I see why you kept saying used to.
Yep.
I just want to meet someone who's friends with their lawyer, because I could be like, hey, do you want to, like, ask your lawyer if they'll do an interview with us? Not, like, on their work time, just, like, in general. I just want to interview with
them. Yeah, we need to interview a lawyer.
But then we actually need to come.
Questions to ask the lawyer.
What's your favorite food?
What's your favorite food? Fuck, marry, kill.
Watch your profanity.
Tom Cruise. Peter Dinklage.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
That's...
Yeah, that's
it. But would you want to marry Tom Holland or just have sex with him?
See, because
if you marry him, you get to do that all the time.
Yeah, but also, like, Peter Dinklage is a nice boy.
Okay. I don't know what he looks like. Oh, him! Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like...
He's darn good at...
I would probably just have sex spoilers. With him.
Okay.
I don't think I would marry him. Yeah, and then we all know who everybody would kill.
Yeah.
We all know who I would kill, especially.
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
Ah!
I'm kidding.
My baby! I love him.
He seems fantastic.
I call him my baby as he's older than me.
That's fair. I do that all the time. What are your guys' opinions on the New York Times crossword?
What's that?
You know, the crossword that the New York Times puts out every day. No? No opinions?
I honestly don't know. I was too busy talking about... Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage.
So. And by talking about him, I mean texting about him. My highlight was on point today. I did some really good makeup today.
That's true.
We really need a topic, because this is just us
fitting our way. No, I actually want to say something.
Oh.
So, like, the last episode was recorded last Saturday. And the Sunday, like, the Sunday after I left Milo's house, I went necklace shopping with my mom's coworker. So she bought me a necklace and earrings, like it was a set. And then she's asking me about makeup, like if I was running out of makeup. And I was like, well, I need to buy some new foundation because my cousin's friend broke, like, the cap on my other foundation. So she's like, okay. So she took me into MAC and bought me $45 foundation.
What?
And I'm like, the foundation that I would have bought probably would have cost, like, maybe, like, $10, but thanks. And, like, it's really good foundation. Like, I'm wearing it today. It's really nice. And, like, it doesn't feel like I have, like, my face doesn't feel heavy. But at the same time, I'm like, why? Oh, yeah, also the foundation is... SPF 30, so that's pretty great for the summertime because my face burns usually. But yeah, that was a
I need this interesting. Foundation.
Yeah, I know, right? Honestly. Like, it was so nice. But yeah, apparently she, like, just, like, when my cousin graduated, she, like, went on a shopping spree with her.
Mm.
So it's, like, just every time somebody that she knows graduates, she buys them a bunch of stuff. Which, that's great. I hope I actually graduate.
You will.
You're gonna graduate.
We literally just like.
We literally talked about this on Friday.
Celebrating this on Friday.
Yeah, I hope I'm actually gonna have enough credits to graduate.
Guess who's not gonna graduate? It's me.
And Nick.
Stamps.com.
What?
We're not sponsored by Stamps.com, but I'm looking at podcast ideas, and one of them is just a full hour-long ad for Stamps.com, sponsored by Squarespace. Stamps.com for all your stamp needs.
See, when I was thinking Stamps.com, I was thinking like the football team Stampeders.
Oh,
because they're usually called the Stamps. But now I realize you're talking about stamps, like stamps, and
actually like postal stamps.
Oh, that's even better.
Let's talk about something we're interested in. Milo, what are you interested in?
Podcasts.
Let's talk about podcasts,
Let's
Riley.
Talk
what are
about
your,
podcasts.
What's your thoughts on podcasts?
We talked about podcasts last week.
Fine. What's your thoughts on daddy issues?
Me?
Yeah, because this is all about daddies this week.
I mean, like, I would love to have a daddy. No, I'm joking. I'm gay.
Hi, gay, I'm Dad.
Hi, Dad. I'm Luke.
Hi, Luke. I am your father.
Thank you. We did that earlier, but she said it wrong. She said, I'm your father, and I'm like, no, it's not right. So I thought we should do it again. This time with, like, being recorded, so she would do it right.
Ouch.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't really want to talk about daddies, because I don't really have much to say, because I don't have one.
Investor.
What are you interested in, Riley?
Books.
Let's talk about books.
Books. I got a lot of new books.
What books did you get?
Okay, so I got the first four books of The Immortals series by Alison Noel. I've already read those four books. I didn't get the last two books, which are the two that I haven't read yet, but they didn't have them there. I also got, like, the first five or six books. I don't actually know what the series is called, but the author's name is... One second, I have it right here. One second. Kristen Cast. Okay, it's called... Oh. House of Night books.
House of
And I got the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I got the first 7 books.
Wait, Night Like the Time or Night Like the Shining?
Time.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Yeah. And then I also got two more books of a different series that I really like. That's kind of a series, like, they're kind of all related. They're by Ellen Hopkins. And they're written in, like, kind of like poetry style, but they're not poems, if that makes sense. Like, it's all one story.
They're like narrative poetry.
Yeah, but they're really good. Highly recommend. They're like Glass Crank,
Burnt
Smoke. They're mostly, most of them are about drugs. So if you're not okay with, like, drugs and stuff, like, it goes into kind of like...
Then you're listening to the wrong podcast.
It kind of goes into, like, the, like, what happens to people who get addicted to drugs. Not, like, all people. Not everybody has the same experiences. But, like, sometimes, like, the bad things that can go... Like, the things that can go wrong. Some of the things that can go right. Stuff like that. They're really good. So, highly recommend. I also got a book called For Today I Am Peter. I think that's what it was called.
A Boy.
For Today I Am a Boy. And it's about a transgender boy. Transgender girl. She is a girl. Who her dad kind of just wants her to be a boy because... She was the first boy born into the family, and he wants to have that, like, typical Western style of, like, having a boy take over, like, the family legacy and all this stuff. And so him and his sister, her and her sisters kind of go on, like, an adventure kind of thing. But it's more, it's not, like, very, like, fiction or fantasy. It is fiction, but it's, like, not, like, fantasy or anything. Like, it's kind of, like, life in Canada kind of thing for, like, Chinese immigrants and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was a pretty interesting thing that I found. We also got the Golden Compass trilogy.
Oh, yeah. It's about killing God. That's a thing. That's a God.
And then...
We'd recommend doing that.
Yes.
If you can.
We endorse the murder of... We endorse deicide on this podcast.
Yes!
There was also a couple more that I got, but they were, like, standalone books, so I don't really remember them.
Let's talk about... Deicide.
Reason I know that word.
It happened
word,
a lot in Greek mythology.
Reason I know that word, because I was reading Thor comics. God Butcher arc. Real good. You should read it.
Fair.
I endorse all of Jason Aaron's Thor writing. Go check it out.
Yeah, but, yeah, gods are an interesting thing. I love reading stuff, like, learning about different religions and, like, the gods that they have. Rick Riordan. I think that's how you say his name. He writes some good books. They're not always, like, factual, but they're really good stories. So, that's a thing. He has a series on Norse mythology, a series on Egyptian, a series on Roman, and a series on Greece. So far, he'll probably have more.
Hopefully.
So. They're really good. I hope so. Yeah, right? I'm like, I'm in love.
Rick Ross.
Painter Boy?
No.
No, that's...
That's Bob Ross. That's Rick Ross is a rapper boy.
He was Oh, what's it called? Like, how does it go? Like, when you've been Rickrolled?
No, that's Rick Astley.
Oh my god, I don't know anything.
Rick Ross eats pears. That's all I know about him. He raps and eats pears.
See, the only rapper I know is Eminem.
You are half black. You should know more rappers than Eminem.
I do know more, but I wouldn't be able to name them off. Oh, speaking of, like, black rappers, Empire is a great show. Yeah, it's black rappers. Tupac, he's a rapper.
Speaking of...
Is it Tupac or Tupac?
It doesn't matter, really, I don't think.
He's dead. I'm joking! I swear I'm joking, cut that out!
I'm so gonna cut out.
Oh, we've been watching the Dear White People.
Yeah, no, I was referring to the...
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, continue with the we've been watching.
That was all I was saying. I'm just trying to get us onto a new topic. Thoughts on Dear White People.
It's good. It's good as hell.
I don't know. I'm just, like, waiting for, like, a lot of backlash for people being like, well, we should make a show called Dear Black People and tell them about all... They did?
They did that already.
Oh, God.
They did that when the movie came out. Oh, the movie that the show's based on came out.
But yeah, it's like, white people are stupid. Not to offend any white people, I think most of you are great, just a lot of people are stupid.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
The show's really good.
Speaking of dumb people...
You called?
My mom.
Mom tries her best.
She does. She spent the day showing us a documentary made by a man who's killed children.
Oh, fun!
Because he made a cookbook that was like a chicken broth thing for infants. And it had too much iron in it that it would kill children.
Yeah. If you listen to Australian podcasts, you've probably heard him mentioned.
I've not.
Well, keep listening. You'll find
I'm
him.
I'm listening to the wrong podcast.
But, like, wasn't it, like, because he released a cook... Because he... What did he do?
He went paleo and released a cookbook. Like, a paleo cookbook for children.
Yeah, and so it was like a chicken broth thing to give to infants.
And
it had too high of an iron content that it killed children.
What he recommended was replacing mother's milk with this bone broth.
What the fuck?
And it was deadly to babies.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So that's a thing.
Fucking.
Like, all the information in the documentary was either super obvious or false. Anywho, back to Dear White
People. Or super obviously false.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of cookbooks that fucked up, so there's this reminds me of one of my favorite facts of all time. There was this cookbook called The Pasta Bible. It was a normal, you know, pasta-related cookbook. Everything was fine until this one recipe for tagliatelle there was a typo. In this recipe for tagliatelle that called for salt and freshly ground black people.
Oh boy.
It was supposed to be black pepper, right?
Yeah. Okay. Black pepper. And it turned from something completely normal to something very racist.
And just messed up in general.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of things that are very racist, Dear White People, because we know all you white people out there are hella oppressed.
White people.
White cis straight men, the most oppressed minority.
Oh, yeah.
White male. I know the road looks tough ahead.
We cannot get away with it. Stop, no.
Bo Burnham's gonna the sue us. We're not lawyers, but Bo Burnham's gonna sue us. Listen to the Investing for Beginners podcast. I don't know why I have that tab open. I don't know, Jack.
But yeah, listen to Bo Burnham, straight white man.
Listen to Bo Burnham. Just
in general.
Just in general.
Unless you aren't okay with, like, sarcastic and, like, purposely, like, sounding offensive things that try to get a point across because he's using his white privilege to tell people that what they're doing is wrong.
You
but people can sometimes
satire?
Take it. Yeah, that word.
Satire.
But yeah, like people take it the wrong way a lot. But like that's not how he's intending it. So if you don't understand that, then don't watch him. Oh. But yeah, one of his shows is on Netflix. I don't think both of them are.
One of them's on YouTube.
But you can find them. You can find them on Netflix, anyways.
One of them's on Netflix. One of them's on YouTube, and the other one is nowhere to be found.
But you can find like clips of it on YouTube.
And then one of them, most people don't even know of.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham.
Dear White People.
Not going back to that again.
Going back to that.
I don't think we've mined it for all the gold in there.
I mean, yeah, but we also haven't watched a lot of it. Listened to, watched. Love that confusion. We could talk
cough,
about...
Cough, cough, podcast.
Podcast.
Right, the last episode.
We're self-referential, guys. We're funny.
There's continuity. You feel it's all connected.
Speaking of continuity and Bo Burnham,
right?
One of my favorite vines of all time.
Which one?
About continuity errors.
Mm. He had one in his show. Like I think it was in what? He had a continuity error.
Yes.
And I loved it.
Yes.
It was like 1 second. He was wearing like a blue shirt. And then like the cameras changed, but then he was wearing a red shirt, and I found it very funny.
Very, very, very funny.
Was it like editing?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, it was like two different shows that were filmed.
Comedy is fun.
But it was funny because when he was doing the continuity errors thing, he was like, you people watching, like, live audience won't understand this, but watch it. You'll understand it later.
To be honest, I wasn't watching Dear White People because I already watched it. I was just reading comics. This Dead is air. Awful.
This is an awful podcast. We are awful.
How do we already have 4 listeners?
They're all my friends.
If you're listening, hi.
Hi.
Good job, and thank
you. We love you.
Hi. Let's talk about God.
Let's talk about God.
Let's talk about horses. Let's Is a horse a god? Is God a horse?
Yes.
Let's talk about the dun-dun noise from
Law and Order.
Dun, dun. Oh, not that one.
Dun-dun.
You remember that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Do, good.
Does anyone here have a diary? From when they were an embarrassing kid?
I have
a couple, but they all have like one entry in them, and I don't know where they all are.
Oh, because maybe we could just read those out.
I don't
and
have a
hope
diary.
That's content.
I don't have a diary from when I'm an embarrassing kid, but I have a notebook that I write random shit in from like a couple months ago. So when I was an embarrassing couple of months ago year old.
Okay.
I'm gonna go grab it.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna read like the things that are in my notes.
Ooh, same.
So I have some very weird. If you're upsetty and filled with regretty, just eat some spaghetti. Kale, 2016. One of my friends said that quote and I have it saved in my notes.
That's pretty good.
One time I was having a conversation with this person, and she was like, I'm not racist in the slightest, but it's a lot of Nigerian families, and the kids are just everywhere, and the parents are doing nothing to stop them. Maybe it's a cultural thing. They don't discipline their children.
That was this
white lady who was at this, she like volunteers at a church thing, and yeah. She just face painted a church thing, and she was complaining about all these Nigerian children.
She's not racist.
No. I don't remember her name. I don't care enough to remember her name.
George.
Sure.
I'm back. I have my notebook.
I also have my notes of all my joke ideas.
Oh, big worm. Me too. I've got a whole note full of dumb joke ideas.
I have one that's, it's raining men, brackets movie. So I'm presuming that's a movie where it's just raining men and it's awful. Let's discuss that. What would you do if it was raining men, Riley?
I would probably scream and run inside because they'd most likely be impaled on a lot of things and that would be a lot of blood and I don't want to have to wash that off my clothes.
Yeah, but if you run inside, depending on how fast the men are falling, I mean, it could not be that great of an idea either because roofs can fall.
But true.
Go,
but you,
like, under an underpass.
Yeah.
Under an underpass, in a basement.
Though if you're under an underpass, like, men would be falling, like, right out outside, and if one of them survived, that would not be fun to deal with.
That'd be really scary.
That'd be freaky.
I have in my notes, white is a bad color for whales, because white is easily stained, and whales are very oily. So that's a thing. That's the thing I decided was worth writing
and
down.
And if you're a white whale, you get hunted.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how that... I've just got Harvard for clowns.
Oh.
And then frat clowns directly underneath it.
I love it.
Frat clowns.
Ooh, I have one that if... sharks die if they stop swimming, but what if it's... If sharks die, they... Wait, what am I saying?
I don't know.
No, like, there's that... I don't know if it's a myth that if sharks stop swimming, they die. But what if it's just that if they die, they stop swimming?
I mean, you're not wrong. Oh, I've got this bit of a conversation I had with your brother, actually.
Oof, okay.
That I wrote down. So he was bragging, and he said, I've got above average eyesight. I can see things that other people can't, right? And I just rebutted with, I can too. That's just hallucinations. Oof. It was great.
One of my notes is, everything gold touches turns to Midas. If you get that. I like that.
I've got a note that's just got the locker number and combo of my club's locker.
Oof.
It's locker 2179.
You do not want that on record.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
They don't know what school we go to.
But some listeners might.
Oh, that's true.
Edit this all out.
Yeah.
Edit this entire podcast out.
We're just gonna delete the podcast. Start over. I've got my friend's address and a bunch of Twitter links. Mooks and Vegetables Podcast. Beans and Potatoes. I don't know what that means.
I have written down Beauty and the Beast, but the Beast is poor. So I think that's just like, then he's like this homeless monster.
Beauty and the Beast, but the Beast is a furry.
Oh, no, cut that out. Cut.
That's staying.
Oh boy, this one's really awful. I wrote Undercover Boss, but for slavery. But, like, if this was a sketch on SNL, I'd want it to be a black person in whiteface and then in blackface. Did you hear any about it?
Yep.
That's amazing.
How does that work? What?
Wait, so it's Undercover Boss, but for slavery?
Yeah.
So the undercover boss would be a black actor in whiteface pretending to be the slave owner, and then he goes in blackface to go undercover.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I have the entire Romeo and Juliet script.
Okay, jeez.
This is like the people that have like the entire B movie script.
I think I also have that in my notes. Oh my laptop.
If I'm down here, can you guys hear me? Like, can the mic pick me up?
Let me check. Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cool, that's great.
Ooh.
So I can sit in a more comfortable chair and still be heard.
I have written in my notes A and Q, which is answers and then the questions.
That sounds like
give
a
me
great...
the question to my answer.
That sounds like
purple.
A great segment.
What's your favorite color?
I also have written Scrotty
purple
Pippin, which I presume
sure
is a scrotum
question.
Version
yeah.
of Scotty Pippin.
Oh, look at the flowers.
I love that.
Then I have Sleeve Bannon, which is presumably Steve Bannon, but a sleeve. And then I also have Freeze Bannon.
I've got a note in here that just says, saw an ugly bucket hat covered in weed leaves.
I unpack that for me, please, if you could.
It was just a bucket hat covered in weed leaves, and then I drew a little picture of it, and I think I was at the train station, and I saw somebody wearing that, but that's it.
I have written, one man's tunnel is another man's ceiling hole.
Center Street South.
Oh. I have written jack-o'-lantern pedophile, and there's clearly history there, like something there, that I thought I would remember with those words in that order, but I cannot remember that.
Maybe it's kind of like it was during Halloween, and you saw a jack-o'-lantern, and it was like, that looks like a pedophile face.
Maybe. I don't know. I also have written The Adventures of Rad Lad. His villain would be Bad Lad.
Can we please make that?
Yes, let's
web
make that.
Web show idea, guys.
Yes. Oh boy, what is this? I have written Drowned Hog Day.
What the fuck?
The day that you drown hogs.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a remake of the movie, but instead of it just being whatever the movie is, I've never seen that movie, but drowning.
I have written, and I think this is from a podcast, and I just wanted to remember it, Sandfeld. It's Seinfeld, but every time Jerry Seinfeld opens his mouth, just sand comes out.
That sounds like a Lardnerism. Which
possibly.
Is a new, that's a new term I'm coining.
I hope someone makes that.
She'll be back. Lardnerisms, just things that Demi Lardner would potentially say.
I have written in my notes, werewolf victim. So every month, they turn, at full moon, they turn into a werewolf victim. Riley looks really disappointed in me.
I'm just always disappointed.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I mean, there are some situations where I am.
True.
I'm joking.
Oh my god, this is not... Okay, I have written Schindler's Lisp.
Just because you have a lisp doesn't mean every other German has a lisp.
Fight me.
I just have a list of things that they call me. Jarhand, firm handshake, really runny jam, Commander Two Spoons, seasonal sorbet, liquid honey, and Cool Whip.
That's
you are cool. Do you whip? Yep, you're Cool Whip.
For the listeners, I just whipped.
I have written down, don't pray in my school and I won't think in your church. That's not funny, I think that's just a good sentiment.
Yeah.
I think that's what, like, a motto for, like, public schools are.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I probably heard it somewhere. I don't think I'm clever enough to come up with that. Oh, this is good. A reverse-durant. That's a restaurant where you serve the plate on the food. Yeah.
The only food they don't serve is, like, sandwiches.
Yeah, the question is, how would you, like, a soup? You serve the bowl on the soup? That's,
You just do.
Okay.
You carry the soup, and then frozen you soup. Put the bowl on the table, and then you pour the soup onto the bowl.
Okay.
It's fancy.
Hmm. And finally, last but not least in my notes, Han Solo.
You told me that one before.
Oh, I probably have, yeah. It's probably just, I'm assuming I was just thinking Han Solo, but a hen.
I've got, it's better to see School of Rock 50 times because you like it than The Godfather once because it's iconic. Which,
that's a good sentiment.
To be fair, School of Rock is cooler than The Godfather. I know, controversial opinion.
I've never seen The Godfather.
Neither have I. But I've seen School of Rock.
I've seen both. That was pretty good.
Clowns.